So let's review. The Gemara records how various Amorim would prepare for Shabbos both in dress and in preparing food. They prepared for Shabbos as if an important guest were coming to the house. For example, Reb Chanina and Reb Yanai, Friday afternoon, as Shabbos approached, they would don their fine Shabbos clothes, according to Rashi, or Reb Chanina would wrap himself in a talis with tzitzis, according to the Rambam, and welcome the Shabbos by saying, Boi chala, boi chala, come O bride, come O bride. Shabbos is referred to as a kala, as Rashi says, Mitei chavivus, because of our love of Shabbos. The Medrash says, because Shabbos is Bas Zugoi, the mate of Klal Yisrael. Rav Safra Machrif Reisha, Rava Malach Shivuta, they would singe the head of an animal and salt the fish to prepare the Shabbos meals. In honor of Shabbos, they would do these tasks themselves, rather than leaving it to the other members of their household. The Gemara next illustrates the Greek reward for Kavod Shabbos with the well-known story of Yosef Moiker Shabbi, who is known for the special honor he showed for Shabbos. A wealthy man, fearing the prediction of an astrologer that Yosef would one day acquire all of his wealth, invested all his money in a pearl that he kept under his hat. One day, the hat blew off and the pearl fell in the water where a fish ate it. The fish was caught late on Erev Shabbos when only Yosef Moiker Shabbi was still willing to buy it. He opened the fish, found the pearl, and sold it for a massive amount of gold. The Gemara concludes, Poga Behusab, a certain elder met him, which according to Taisa refers to Eliyahu Nabi, and said, Mandi Yosef Shabbata Pari Shabbata, one who borrows for the sake of Shabbos will be repaid by Shabbos. The Gemara divides the world into three parts with regard for a segula for wealth. Ashirim Shabbat Yisrael B'mahin Zeichem, B'shvil Shema Asrim. In Eretz Yisrael, it is the giving of Maisa. Shabbat Bavel, B'mahin Zeichem Shemechabdin Esad Torah. In Bavel, it is the honoring of the Torah. In the rest of the world, it is honoring the Shabbos as demonstrated by the story of a person who had an incredibly elaborate and expensive table laden with lots of delicacies as a reward for setting aside good meat for Shabbos. The Gemara also relates, the Caesar once asked Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, why do the foods of Shabbos have such a strong and pleasant aroma? He answered, Tavlon echad yesh lanu v'Shabbos shema. We have this unique spice called Shabbos, which is found in all our dishes. After being asked for some of this spice, he said to the Caesar, it only works for Jews who are Shomer Shabbos, who observe the Shabbos. V'chibadetoy, Rav Amar lahakdim u'shmo lamal acher. There's a machlokes amirum whether Shabbos should be honored by eating early in the day, which shows one's eagerness to honor the Shabbos, or eating later in the day, which increases one's appetite to better enjoy the Shabbos meal. The Gemara adds, this is especially relevant for those who have elaborate meals all week and do not have some special dish on Shabbos. The Gemara continues with the significance of Shabbos. Kol mispal be'erev Shabbos v'oymer vayichulu, one who says the paragraph of vayichulu on Friday night, Rav Amnuna says, ki'ilu nasa shutiv la'kadosh baruch hu b'maaseh bereishis, he's considered as if he were a partner of Hashem in creating the world. Mar Ukva says, shnei malachei asharis hamalavin lo la'adam, the two angels that accompany him give him a bracha, that his sins will be forgiven. The Gemara elaborates that a good malach and a bad malach accompany a person home on Friday night. If they find ner dolok, v'shulchan aruch u'mitasei mutzas, a candle lit, the table set, and the bed made, malach tev oimid yehi ratzayin shetehei l'shabbos acheres kach. The good malach blesses him. May next Shabbos be the same. And the bad malach is compelled to answer amen. If the table is not set, etc., the reverse happens. After speaking about setting the table before Shabbos, the Gemara goes on to tell us about setting the table for malav malka after Shabbos and recommends hot water and hot bread as therapeutic parts of the menu. Rav Avah would always eat the kidney of a specially prepared igla tilsa, a third-born and choicest calf. The Gemara proceeds with other topics. One who answers Amen Yehesh Merab with all his might will have bad decrees torn up, even if he has traces of Avodah Zarah on his record. Answering Amen, which is an acronym for Kael Melech Neman, with all his might, will open the doors of Gan Eden for him. The daf concludes with 8 suggestions as to which aver caused the destruction of Yerushalayim. Amar Abaya, Lechavar Yerushalayim el b'shvil shechillu ba'as haShabbos. The desecration of Shabbos caused the Chorban. Amar Bavo, b'shvil shebitlu kriya shema shachas v'aras. It was the failure to say kriya shema every morning and evening. Amar Rav Amnuna, b'shvil shebitlu ba'tenekes Shabbos Rabban. Keeping young children from learning Torah. In this context, the Gemara teaches 3 things about the great value of the Torah of Tineke Shabbos Rabban. In ha'olam miskayim el b'shvil hevel Tineke Shabbos Rabban. It is their Torah, untainted by sin, and not the Torah of Abaye and Rav Papa that keep up the world. We do not stop them from learning even to build the Beis HaMikdash. Kol ir she'in bo tinoikah shel Beis Rabban machriv enoisa. Any city that does not have tinoikah shel Beis Rabban will be destroyed or machriv enoisa, will be completely wiped out. We continue with the causes of the Churban. Amar Ula, v'mnei shelo hoyu lehem boishes ponim zeh mizeh. People were never ashamed of each other. Amar Yitzchok, b'shvil shehushvu katan megadol. The great and the small were treated as equals. Amar Chanina, b'shvil shelo hechichu zeh zeh. They failed to rebuke each other. Amar Yehuda, b'shvil shebizu bo tamid hachacham. They humiliated tamid hachacham. Amar Rava, b'shvil shepasku mimena anshe emana. There were no trustworthy people remaining. The Gemara asked that Rav Katina derived from Pesukim in Yeshayahu that afilu b'shas kishlein yeshayu Yerushalayim lo yipasku mimena anshe emana. Even in the downfall of Yerushalayim, the leadership was honest enough to admit she'im b'yodi lo yimikra v'lo yimishnah v'lo yimigmar, that they didn't know any Torah. Lo yikasha, kam b'divri Torah, kam b'masav man. The Gemara answers that Rav Katina taught that they were honest about their Torah, but Rav taught that they were dishonest in business. The Mashur comments that these Amaram do not actually disagree. Rather, they each describe the cause of one of the various aspects of the Churban. Yiratzin she'yabonim b'samikdash b'mheir v'yameinu.